Richard II, from Act 5.
I have been studying how I may compare this prison where I live unto the world. And for because the world is populous, and here is not a creator but myself, I cannot do it. Yet I'll hammer it out. My brain, I'll prove the female to my soul, and my soul the father, and there's to beget a generation of still-bred in thoughts, and these same thoughts paper this little world, in whom is like the people of this world, for no thought is contented. The better sort, as thoughts of things divine are intermixed with scruples, and do set the word itself against the word, as thus, come, little ones. And then again, it is as hard to come as for a camel to thread the postern of a needle's eye. Thoughts tend into ambition, they do plot unlikely wonders. How these vain, weak nails may tear a passage through the flinty ribs of this hard world, my ragged prison walls. And for they cannot die in their own pride. Thoughts tending to content flatter themselves that they are not the first of fortune slaves, nor shall not be the last. Like sailly beggars who, sitting in the stocks, refuse their shame that many have, and others must sit there. And in this thought they find a kind of airs, bearing their own misfortunes on the back of such as have before endured the like. Thus play I in own person many people, and none contented. Sometimes am I king, then treasons make me wish myself a beggar, and so I am. Then crushing penury persuades me I was better when a king, then am I kinged again, and by think that I am unkinged by Bolingbroke and straight and nothing. But whate'er I be, nor I nor any man that but man is, with Norton shall be pleased till he be aised with being Norton. Music do I hear? Keep time. How sore sweet music is when time is broken, no proportion kept. So is it in the music of men's lives. And here have I the daintiness of air to air time broke in a disordered string. But for the concord of my state and time had not an air to hear my true time broke. I wasted time, and now doth time wast me. For now hath time made me his numbering clock. My thoughts are minutes. And with sighs they jar their watches on unto mine eyes, the outward watch, where to my finger, like a dial's point, is pointing still and cleansing them from tears. Now, sir, the sound that tells what hour it is, a clamorous groans that strike upon my heart, which is the bell. So sighs and tears and groans show minutes, hours and times. But my time runs posting on in Bolingbroke's proud joy, while I stand falling here is Jack o' the Clock. This music mads me. Let it sound no more. For though it have hope madmen to their wits, in me it seems it will make wise men mad. Yet blessed on his heart that gives it me, for 'tis a sign of love, and love to Richard is a strange brooch in this all-hating world.